Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Thursday, the 3rd of April, coming up.
This will be indeed the golden age of America. It's coming back. We're going to come back very strongly.
World governments react to Trump tariffs and students and minister to discuss college fees. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, Donald Trump has slapped a 20% tariff on EU goods imported into the US. The US president says the trade measure will help to make America wealthy again, but Irish officials say they're disappointed with the announcement. News Talk's Aidan Delaney has all the details.
This will be a very big moment. I think you're going to remember today. It's going to be Liberation Day in America.
That's what US President Donald Trump promised, and that's what he thinks he's delivered. During a long speech at the Rose Garden at the White House, President Trump announced a baseline tariff on all countries of 10%, which will come into effect on April 5th. A 25% tariff on foreign-made vehicles will come in straight away, while a 20% tariff is on the way for the EU on April 9th. He feels that 20% tax is actually quite generous.
European Union, they're very tough, very, very tough traders. They rip us off. It's so sad to see. It's so pathetic. 39%, we're going to charge them 20%, so we're charging them essentially half.
But Trump says there is a way to avoid having to pay.
All of the foreign presidents, prime ministers, terminate your own tariffs, drop your barriers, and start buying tens of billions of dollars of American goods.
In response, the Taoiseach says Ireland believes in open and free trade and the imposition of tariffs is bad for the world economy, while the Taoiseach says the EU and Ireland stand ready to find a negotiated solution with the US.
The EU, meanwhile, has called Donald Trump's sweeping global tariffs a blow to the world economy. Ursula von der Leyen, the European Commission President, has been giving her reaction.
I agree with President Trump that others are taking unfair advantage of the current rules. And I'm ready to support any efforts to make the global trading system fit for the realities of the global economy. But reaching for tariffs will not fix it.
To other news now, and students and colleges will meet with the Higher Education Minister today to discuss options on college fees. The Cost of Education event comes after James Lawless announced they were moving away from the €1,000 reduction seen in recent years. Stakeholders will discuss alternative methods to cut the cost in Croke Park today, feeding into an options paper for the budgetary process. Nathan Murphy, Vice President for Campaigns with the Union of Students in Ireland, says they're still calling for complete abolition of the fees.
According to a current OECD report, we are the lowest for investment into higher education in Europe. It isn't just the Department of Higher Education that needs to get the grips together. It is the entire government and particularly Minister of Finance, Minister of Public Expenditure, and actually invest in higher education, because it isn't a burden on the exchequer. It isn't a burden on the taxpayer. Education is an investment and everyone deserves a right to education.
There's a warning about potential measles exposure for people who were on a Dublin Connolly to Sligo train last Friday. It's for people who spent more than 15 minutes in carriage D on the train, which left Dublin Connolly at 5:05 last Friday evening. A highly suspect measles case has been notified to the Department of Health, HSE West and Northwest, and is currently being investigated. The advice is to be alert for symptoms for 21 days up to the 18th of April and to get medical advice for any cold-like symptoms, sore red eyes, high temperature or rash. A number of parents slept outside the door last night to highlight the critical shortage of special education classes. Up to 200 people took part in the demonstration, demanding appropriate school places and the streamlining of admissions. They're also calling for the introduction of a data collection system to understand how many children are affected by the issue. Sinn Féin councillor Janice Boylan says she doesn't believe the education minister will be able to get a school place for every child by September.
So, I mean, you can say all of these things and you can pledge to do all of these things, but the only time I'll believe it is when I actually see it and when it happens. I hold hope in my heart because it's a very, very personal issue for me as well. I have an autistic nephew and my son Brody is going through assessments at the moment as well. So, but I do hold hope in my heart, but I will only believe it when I see it.
Landowners across the country are being asked to watch out for forest fires over the next few days. A status orange high forest fire risk warning has been issued by the Department of Agriculture. The warning remains in place until the 7th of April. Colm Frawley from Clare County Council Fire Service outlines the reasons behind the warning.
There's a high fire risk in all areas where there's dead grasses, shrubs, gorse, heather, which are usually near forestry. And the reason why it's there is due to the low level of humidity or rain levels over the last while and the wind that is predicted across Ireland for the coming days.
In entertainment news, an unnamed Kerry politician was the inspiration behind Pierce Brosnan's accent in the new gangster series Mobland. The actor, who was born in County Louth, plays mob boss Conrad Harrigan in the show. It's airing weekly on Paramount Plus. The drama set in London, but the former Bond star Brosnan says director Guy Ritchie wanted a very particular style of speech.
So I called my good friend, who's a dialect coach, and I said, 15 minutes away from the camera, give me a Kerry accent. And he said, watch this guy. And there's a guy on YouTube, he's an Irish politician. And I just did this crazy Irish accent.
And in sport, in racing, it's day one of the Grand National Festival at Aintree, with the first in a 7-race card going to post at 1:45. An 8-race card at Naas gets underway at 1:25. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.